Welcome, everyone. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting for September the 8th, 2016. Could I have a roll call, please?
Clements. Falk.
Here.
Gallagher.
Here.
Springer. Bollinger.
Here. The Board of Adjustment is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It is the responsibility of the board to interpret the zoning ordinances applied to special uses and variances. Each member has had an opportunity to view staff report and usually has an opportunity to vote on the item at the meeting. Could I have a motion to approve the August 11th board meeting, please?
So moved.
Second. It beat me.
There's been a motion and a second. Could I have the roll, Lisa?
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Bollinger.
Yes. The board to hold three cases this evening. Case 16-056, an I-80 eastbound rest area, mile marker 300, A1 district. Request for a special use permit to allow a radio communication tower submitted by CCSI. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you stated, the site is the eastbound rest area on Interstate 80. It's at approximately the 300-mile marker on the interstate. It is located on the south side of the interstate and involves the property that's highlighted in yellow. The State Patrol will be locating a communications tower within the southeast corner of the rest area property, approximately in the site being displayed. This is the location as it will appear as you're pulling into the rest area. Most of the rest area facilities are over in this area here, so it is on the far southeast corner of the property. Tower is going to resemble just about every other communications and cell tower you see adjacent to the interstate system throughout the state of Iowa. 300 foot tall. This is a communications tower and will be owned primarily by the Iowa State Patrol. It will serve as an interoperable statewide system for all emergency response agencies as defined under United States Homeland Security. Will have the ability to co-locate services on this tower. The communications upgrade is mandated by the FCC. There is no option. The State Patrol has to put up a new system. Actually, they're on waivers right now for deadlines that have actually expired, so there is some urgency to get the system up and running. Staff has evaluated the request per our code, feels that the request meets or exceeds all of the standards that are needed for recommendation for approval, and we do recommend approval. P&Z has already reviewed and approved this site as well. I believe that summarizes the case. We have informed the applicant who has to drive in from Chicago that they weren't required to be here this evening. I think they've given us all the information we need. If you have questions, I'll be glad to answer them, Mr. Chairman.
The only question, just so this is only for emergency personnel to use?
That's correct. Commercial businesses will not be allowed to locate on this tower. It is an emergency services tower only, which is why it's being put in the rest area. It's state property.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Seeing none, is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, is there a recommendation from the board?
I move we approve case number 16056.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Bollinger?
Yes. Case 16-056 at I-80 eastbound rest area for a request for a radio communication tower has been approved. Case 16-075 at 2255 Falcon Avenue, a C2 district. It's a request for a special use permit to allow a bar, a cocktail lounge, and a tavern, and associated outdoor service submitted by Mark Romer. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is located on the south side of Falcon Avenue. It is the last open spot in this commercial district. It will be located between the current businesses of Ross's and Central Standard. The site is outlined in yellow in the graphic being displayed. This is the combined site plans for both the Central Standard property, which already exists, and the new site, which is currently under construction. And on the westernmost portion of the new building, the applicant would like to locate a microbrewery with an associated indoor and outdoor seating. Microbreweries are kind of a up-and-coming trend, somewhat of a new trend in this area. Although our code does not specifically refer to microbreweries, we thought that the thing that was most similar and compatible in our code was the bar. So that's why we're using that and requiring this additional step for them to go through and get the special use for the microbrewery with the associated outdoor service area. If approved as submitted, there would be a 16-foot by 40-foot outdoor service area in front of the main entrance to the business. This is a graphic to show a representation of how that would look. It would be an area that could accommodate a single row of tables and seating right at the main entrance. This is a projected view of what the combined areas, both indoor and outdoor, would look like. As you can see, this is somewhat less intense than a lot of bars that we see in the seating capacity indoor. Microbrews are more of a less intense kind of thing, at least from the ones we've seen that are operating in this area right now. But again, we feel that making them go through the special use for the bar was the most appropriate step to take. And this is a view of conceptually what the indoor of the facility would be like. These microbreweries are becoming very popular. I anticipate this won't be the last one we see come before us. The board has approved similar outdoor service area for Central Standard, which is going to be right next door. Both of those businesses are under the same ownership, so you've seen how that business has worked out during its first 6 months of being open, including that outdoor service area. The board has denied an outdoor service area for the clubhouse, which you felt was strictly a bar and had a very large seating capacity inside that. And also, I know the board had fielded a lot of complaints from the surrounding neighborhood concerning that business, including at least one vandalism incident. So the board felt in that particular case that it was inappropriate. This microbrewery may be dissimilar from a bar, perhaps less intrusive, perhaps not. This will be our first foray into this. You have several options open to you. You can approve this as submitted. You can approve it without the outdoor service area. You could approve this with very specific conditions that you deem appropriate given the facts that have been presented this evening, or you could deny the request. I might also add for the audience and the people viewing this, our code states that in order for something to pass, it has to be a concurring vote of three or more members, regardless of the number of members that are present in the meeting. So for tonight's purpose, it would have to be a unanimous approval. So I believe that summarizes the case. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request?
Hello. My name is Mark Romer. I am developing the strip center, and I will own the brewery as well. I own Central Standard as well, and I own Crust as well. I've gone through this process multiple times. Pardon me. I also opened Harrington's quite a few years ago, 7 or 8, and I went through that as well, where a bar applied for an outdoor permit, and we did receive it. I do have outdoor areas on the two other businesses as well. As John said, microbreweries are big, and we're running a bit behind, but I think it would be a great addition for Bettendorf. Right now, Davenport, Rock Island, and Moline all have breweries or microbreweries. Other than that, the drawings, the inside is close. There will be some tweaking depending on architectural designs and whatnot, so I can't say it'll look exactly like that, but it'll be very close. We may need to take a little more space up with the actual brewing equipment itself. It's going to have a good feeling inside. All of my spots are nice. They're not rowdy. I know there was an issue with the clubhouse, and I think when we applied at Crust, we went over that as well, and I haven't had any issues at Crust Outdoors that I'm aware of, or at Central Standard. Actually, Central Standard, we did have one. We had someone complain about the noise when we were doing a workout session on Wednesdays. After I found out about it, we stopped doing it, and that was where it was outside, and they were getting a little rowdy. They were just doing their workout. It was a different gym. But we did have, I believe, two neighbors complain, so I stopped it. I gave the money back to the gyms that had signed up to do it. You know, nothing. We just wanted to try something different and see, but we also want to be a good neighbor. Other than that, I hope you approve us.
Mark, there was a question in there about music. You possibly could have music.
Yes.
Would you have a band or anything like that that would disturb the neighbors?
You know, if I don't want to say we would never have bands, but if we do, we would be cognizant. We'd shut it down at 10 o'clock. I think we had a band outside at Central Standard once, and I think they went over by a half hour, and people were in trouble. Actually, we've had a couple bands out there, but they shut it down by, I believe, 9:30 or 10. We will have a little background music, which I've got at all the spots right now, just similar to what you have inside when you're eating. Also, so if you've got you know, a sporting event or something, and you're watching the game, you can hear the game as well.
There was another concern came up about food. Could people order food from your other restaurant and have it brought over?
Yes, absolutely.
They can.
Yeah, that's it's the same thing. When I opened Harrington's, I had just opened Jimmy John's, so I did that for overflow as well. And then it's a good. That started about 7 years ago, and I've put up probably six or seven of those in different cities, and it works out well where if you're just a bar or a saloon, let's say, you allow people to bring in food, and preferably it's food from me, but I won't limit it.
Any other questions from...
I have a question. With regard to the outdoor seating, the illustrations show no barrier between the outdoor seating and traffic.
That's wrong. I actually have one that shows that we do. We'll have a fence, and we'll have heavy concrete columns. I might not have it. But, yeah, by code, we've got to have it enclosed. So, I mean, that's by code. What we'll have is... on the corner where the silo is, it'll be all enclosed by a fence, and it'll come out on the sidewalk, and it'll go over, and on the corners, and then spread out evenly, we'll have stone columns with the same stone we've got. If you haven't seen Central Standard, we've got those columns. They go all the way up, and then we actually put metal, I think they're 6x6, all the way down to the ground, just to protect that as well.
I knew you had them at the other restaurant. I just,
yep.
But it wasn't shown here, so I begs the question.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think, I don't know why it didn't print on there, but yeah, we will have that on there for sure.
Any other questions, Bob?
I had a question, and I can't even find it right now. I thought when I read through this, it said something about a full service bar. Is this going to be just a microbrew, or are you going to have a full service bar?
No, you'll be able to order anything you want. Okay. Yeah, and that's the liquor license that we'll have to apply for as well. Not everybody enjoys the microbrew. Usually the women seem to enjoy wine, so we'll have a nice, decent wine selection. So if the husband or boyfriend or whatever wants to go in.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, I'm sure the applicant's aware of the fact that we've had an awful lot of discussion about outdoor service areas. Mm-hmm. And I think this applicant has been a good neighbor and a good citizen when it relates to those. But I know that there's definitely some public objection to it, and to tell you the truth, I'm very concerned about approving this application as it just open-handed. I'm a little concerned that we maybe should have some controls on that outdoor service area at least. I really don't have any issue with the rest of the application, but the outdoor service area, to just carte blanche approve that with no restrictions is...
Are you talking about the restrictions that you put on Crest and Central Standard as well?
About some hour issues. Hour issues, and you know, when there's music out there, how late, when they shut it off. And also, to tell you the truth, because this isn't really a restaurant, instead of making it open-ended subject to those, maybe making it a reviewable, issue that it comes back on a periodic basis until everyone is basically very comfortable that this is going to turn out the way we all want it to.
I'm open for that. To be honest, the last thing I want is if I let things get out of hand, that happened at the clubhouse, all it does is deter other tenants that are going to come into my property. So I'm totally fine with that. That's the last thing I want to do.
And customers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So. I'm not looking for kids 21 to 28, let's say. And I'm not trying to discriminate against that age group. But we're looking for people to go in there and be in a calm atmosphere. You know, the clubhouse... I know Chris well. It was just a different environment. I mean, they had turtle races. You know, they had stuff where they were trying to get the kids in there. We're not doing that. We're not. That's not my demographics to go after. But I'm fine with, you know, going by the same parameters that I'm responsible for the other establishments. And then if we want to review it after 6 months, if there's an overabundance of, you know.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Yeah. Or once
a year.
I think we did it once a year at Crest, and we did it 2 years. And since we didn't have anything, it was we'll call you on a need be basis. I'm fine. Let's do it for a year. And obviously, you know, I know the people in the city, and if there's an issue, they call me personally, and I'll take care of it. But I'm fine with.
And are you signaling me that we had a 10 o'clock?
You had a 10 o'clock
curfew.
Mm-hmm. It was a sunset on the music or the actual outdoor service, the decision?
It was alcohol.
Okay, outdoor service.
Yeah. Which would be the same time for music then.
Sure.
Yeah, we turn.
Was that works?
Yeah, you know, and honestly what we do at Crest, I mean, we pull them off, but if they're there finishing up their meal, we don't yank it. But the police have never, I mean, I don't think they've ever been at Crest.
Well, the whole idea is to make sure we have an environment that doesn't create issues for the neighborhood. And as long as you don't, then that's fine. And we anticipate that, but we want to make sure.
That's fine with me.
I'm sure if you're open at 1 o'clock in the morning, we're going to hear about it.
It's also a condition of future owners, too, Mark.
That's fine. Yeah, and that's, you know, that was an issue, I think, that we had way back with Crest or Harrington's. You know, I anticipate holding these for at least 5 years, but I anticipate holding the property for perpetuity, quite frankly. Well, until I'm...
As long as you can.
Yeah.
Are you crafting garbage?
Yeah. Well, we have to... You also have
to... We have opposition, too.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
Nope. That sounds good.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Seeing none, is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition to this request? You want to go to the podium and state your name and address, please?
My name's Ron Friedhoff, 2355 Renwood Court. I'm just concerned about the rest of this property. You know, as it stands right now with McDonald's and Central Standard, you know, we have the beginnings of a traffic problem on Falcon. I know they're going to be expanding the lanes on either side of 53rd, but throwing in another high volume place, I'm not sure, you know, is there any input as to what the next, the other two spots in that property are going to be?
We don't know, unless staff would know.
And the developer doesn't know.
No. No one knows yet.
And I'm Cynthia Friedhoff, owner of Ross's, and we have one place that will be 80 years old in 2018, 80 years old, and we're trying to protect it. We're worried about parking. There is not adequate parking for all these customers without being intrusive upon our space, our parking lot, the frontage in front of our restaurant. We're very concerned about. We already have issues with people building the site that are parking in there, and we want to be a good neighbor, but we do not want to lose any spots to parking. We've already made a deal with Accentra on Sundays, as that's our one day where we really do well, to let us use their lot. They're very kind to let us use that, but we don't want, and if we have to monitor this by having an employee do this, we don't have the funds. We are not a big business that has adequate funds to do any monitoring of parking. We need to have our spots protected without, we don't need to put up big signs and have to pay for those. I mean, we've gone through so many expensive things moving and such. It's just a very big concern of mine that we don't have enough parking for our customers and such, and it's extremely, extremely important because we only have one place. That's our livelihood. Our money is in there from our retirement, and so this is huge, huge to one little business that's going to be 80 years old in Bettendorf, 80 in 2018. Thank you.
Thanks, Cindy. I think the board a couple months ago increased the parking for Mark Romer's business there. Didn't we, Mark?
Yeah.
Yes. 10 places or how many it was? I forget.
I don't remember. I know that I went above and beyond, and John might have it, but I know the recommended number, whatever it was, we went, I believe, 10 more than was required.
I think so.
I've got 52 on site here. Indeed, you did approve a variance to allow parking within the front setback, and that was to add more parking to the site here because you two had the exact same concerns. You wanted to see as much parking on site. Also, the city has taken some steps to ensure a little more safety on Falcon, and parking has been restricted on one side of Falcon. When some of these businesses initially opened, parking was available on both sides, and absolutely right, the parking up there got to be a nightmare. So City Council immediately passed an ordinance restricting parking on one side of Falcon.
So between your two places, you have considerable parking. I don't know what the total is, but 52 at one, and what's the other? Do you know, John?
I don't.
No, okay.
It would be interesting to me to know how that meets, if that meets requirements with the outdoor seating as well in both areas. That seating needs to be accounted for as well, not just the seating inside.
Yeah, the parking standard was applied during site plan approval.
Okay.
And I recall there was in excess, and then you also approved the additional parking through the variance for this front row right here.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That got him 10 more parking spots.
And my memory was that it already met the standard, and this was
in addition to.
Oh, sure.
Is that correct?
Yeah, it originally met the standard and it was still above it. But what I did was the detention pond, we expanded that. So we took away the detention pond, added 10 more spots. And I got to believe we're 12 above is the number that sticks out to my head. So, and that does cover all seating. So all ends on that were covered.
That's, you know, if it's within code and we don't have any issues with people parking in our parking lot and have to monitor it. That's, I like your restaurant. I go there with my bowling team. I mean, I go there on occasion and I like it. So I have nothing against, other than if we had to put up signs to keep people from parking in our lot and such, because we do find we have problems, that would be expensive for us. And I just don't want to have that faced when we don't have, I mean, with extra outdoor seating. I mean, the outdoor seating is all, yeah. Well, we have construction people. In fact, we've even had the trucks right out in front, so we couldn't even, they couldn't even see our place at times. So we did. Nobody can see that sign because it's too high. Yeah, nobody can see. You can, I don't notice it at all. I'm just saying that whatever we do, because we have one place. We have an 80-year-old restaurant. We're the oldest restaurant in the entire Quad Cities, and we just don't want to have anything jeopardize our staying in business when we've put such a huge amount of money in. Please, I think you've been in my place, too, so I appreciate that. But I just want to make sure that if we have a problem, we can come back to the city and ask them to help us. Is that correct? With people parking our lot that are not coming to our place?
That's a question for staff. That's not, that wouldn't be a question for this board.
No.
But, yeah, I'm sure
no.
You can talk to the police.
The police would
That'd
have
be the
to
police,
be
yeah.
Okay.
Is there anyone else wishing to speak in favor or in opposition to this request?
Mr. Chairman, I did a quick count on the adjacent property. I count 60 spaces.
So
112 combined.
Places. 112 combined? That's pretty good. Okay.
When it first opens, it will be very popular.
Yeah.
It will.
Yeah. I know Central Standard is.
Yes. When it first opens, this is going to be popular.
It's the parking
lot.
Too bad
for Mark, but it has slowed down a little bit. Yeah. You know, I don't wish it, but that's the nature of restaurants. It's the nature of pattern restaurants.
Yeah. Absolutely. And when they, you know, when you guys wanted to put the signs up on Falcon, I said that's fine, but I said just give us 6-8 months. It will taper off, and last thing I want to do is build a spot that we can't accommodate parking. I mean, we've got enough parking for both. The other uses, I'm not going to put in another, heavy use at night. I've already talked to Bill and John, and I'm not going to sit there and, for lack of a better word, bastardize the other tenants. I mean, I've got to make it so people can park. So I'm talking to a chiropractor who goes from 8 to 4, more daytime uses for the rest of them. The parking in the Ross's lot, I apologize, I'm not there every day, but I know my staff would never do that. And I'll talk to Bill DeSuit and let them know to inform all the subs that they shouldn't be parking in there. I was not aware of that.
Yeah, that'll be helpful.
Thank you, Mark.
Yep.
Any other discussion with the board or make a recommendation?
Well, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it sounds like from a code standpoint, the parking situation is
adequate
requirement or beyond.
Yep.
So that is in given seasonal and day, time of day situations, those are going to come and go. So to me, it boils back down to, how we feel about the outdoor seating,
the music, and the timing of the outdoor service.
Right.
If there are bands, could that be a problem for us? I mean, if they get 100 people that want to come and see this band, and they're not even, and then we would have really an issue with parking. It seems to me with bands, the more popular could really be a problem with parking.
Could, but we have no control of that, so.
It's my understanding you have to get a permit through the police department, is that?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. So it'll get monitored.
If we get complaints, the first time they have a band up there that it has caused a disaster up there, my guess is they won't get a permit again for the police department a second time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I don't want to be untruthful here. I think when this place opens, it's going to be very popular. So at least for the first few months, it's going to be very full up there.
Mm-hmm.
for the first few years, I think we saw things calm down with Central Standard.
Yeah. Would you like to make a recommendation, Bob?
Yeah, I think that I would move that we approve the application, but we place some restrictions on the use of the outdoor area that complies with the same restrictions that we placed on Crust and that we put on Central Standard. And also that we, at least for the first, that initially we review the situation a year from now and see how things are going. I'm not saying we have to review it forever, but we at least take a look at it a year from now and make another determination to make sure that...
Whether it should be renewed or whether it should be suspended, one or the other.
Yeah, and we're talking only about the outside uses also.
Right, yeah.
That'll give you a full season.
That's right. Because
it's going to start getting cold here pretty soon, so the outdoor service area, if you make that a year, I think you'll get a full season to know what you're looking at.
That's right.
And 10 o'clock is time for bands and outdoor
10 o'clock was the outdoor service area you had at Central Standard.
And permitted music.
And music also.
Okay.
Right.
And any other requests?
No, I just think we just want to do our best to ensure the kind of citizenship we're all looking for.
May I, to make sure I have this right, it's a motion to approve as submitted with the conditions that the outdoor service area and outdoor music cease at 10 o'clock and the outdoor service area will be reviewed in October of 2017. Okay. Is that correct?
That's fine.
Okay.
To be fair, do you want to do it a year from when we open? Because it's not going to take us 6 months or so to get open. I mean, it's helping me if you review it earlier, obviously.
Why don't you wait till September or October of next year? Then you'll have a full season to see what...
That's what he said, October.
Yeah, October. We'd bring it back to you in October of next year.
Yeah.
I think you'll get a full season.
Yeah, that'd be a full season.
Okay.
Is that all right, Mark?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay, so we have a motion to that effect?
Yep.
Okay, is there a second?
And then I'll second the motion.
Call roll. Lisa?
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Bolliger?
Yes. Case 16-075 at 2255 Falcon Avenue, C District, has been approved with certain conditions. Case 16-076 at 3417 Monks Road in R1 District, a request for an exception to allow demolition and reconstruction of a single-family home on a non-conforming lot submitted by Christopher and Janice Ormsby. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't believe, at least since I've been here, I brought a case like this before you before, so I should probably give you a little explanation. Our code says that if you have a structure or a piece of property that does not conform to our ordinances, and a building is either damaged or demolished to 50% of its value or more, that non-conforming structure and or property must either come into full compliance with our ordinances or receive an exemption from the Board of Adjustment. The site that we're looking at today is just east of the intersection of Evergreen Place and Monks Road, and it's highlighted in yellow before you. There's currently a 720 square foot home built in 1958, and it's on a lot that's 50 by 150 foot. The applicant would like to make improvements to this property and this home, but feels that the home is not consistent with today's current standards and would simply like to demolish and build a new home on this site. This is the structure floor plan and a view of what the outside of the home would look like. This would be the front of the home as compared to what is there right now. Everything on the east side of Monks Road is zoned R1, and I cannot understand how some of this happened, because there are many lots in here that do not meet the R1 standards. I'm just going to talk about the lot in question tonight. R1 requires 10,000 square foot. This current lot has 7,500. R1 requires a 75-foot width. This lot has 50-foot. It requires a 30-foot front setback. This home has a 25-foot setback. It requires 40-foot rear setbacks and 20-foot combined side setbacks. If you approve this, they will be able to meet those standards. Staff is comfortable with the front setback as requested at 25 foot. Our ordinance says if the majority of the homes in between two intersecting streets on one side of the roadway have observed a front setback different than the code requirements, and they have, the average of all of those between Dukes and Valley average of 25 foot, the established setback takes precedence over what the code requirement is. So placing the new structure at the 25 foot setback is being compliant. This applicant has invested in this area already. Directly to the north on this site right here, there was previously an abandoned church. They purchased that church, turned it into a single family home, and have greatly increased the value of that property and the aesthetics of the neighborhood. They're prepared to do exactly the same thing at this lot. It's long been the goal of staff to see some redevelopment in our existing lots, whether they be conforming or not, and we have a party that's willing to do that now. I think it'll do nothing but improve the whole neighborhood there. I believe that summarizes it, and that's kind of the aesthetics of what the new home will look like, is what you're seeing here as well. I believe that summarizes it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. I think some of this was done before the annexation of that area, because
I can't explain how that all got to be R1.
It just Pleasant Valley, yeah, mm-hmm. Before the annexation of that area. Anyway, is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request?
I believe John did a good job for me.
That's what his job
Thank
is.
You, ma'am. Any discussion or questions of the applicant?
No, I think it's an improvement. I think
yes,
it's
absolutely
a great use of the Board of Adjustment making an adjustment in the ordinance. I think it should be done.
Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve case number 16-076 at 3417 Monks Road as submitted.
Thank you. Would you call the roll, please?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Case 16-076 at 3417 Monks Road has been approved. Thank you,
Thank
ma'am.
You. I wish you luck. That's very nice.
Thank you.
You did a wonderful job on your current home.
Yep, you have.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It is a real improvement.
Yep. Yeah. This will be equally nice, I'm sure.
We are adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.